things I learned was that I am a subtle worrier. And I had no idea, because I've thought of myself basically as a positive person comparatively to people that are around me.
Well, now you've learned that. Forget it as quickly as you can.
Okay. And I wanted to come up here and have fun with you. Anyway, so my question is, as I have been, I started my own book of positive aspects, as you know, and I've really been working on that. I read it every day, go through different things, and we've had incredible, as you know, I know you know, incredible contrast even to get here. And I'm very thankful that I started my book of positive aspects. I've drawn from it greatly to say, okay, what's good about this? What can I think about what's good about the situation? But my question is, on a daily basis in my life at home, how do I learn to trust? Because I know that trust is the opposite of worry.
Oh. We are so happy to hear you use those words, because that is precisely what we were going to begin to reflect back to you. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to tell you some things that we are feeling from you, and none of it will surprise you, but it will give you a good basis of proceeding forward. Okay. You are a very deliberate person and have been for a very long time, long before you came across us. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, you've come to believe in your ability to converse and convey and convince. In other words, you are someone who likes to make things happen.
Yes.
And someone who likes to make things happen is the opposite of someone who trusts. Mm-hmm. Because someone who trusts lets things happen. And there's such a subtle, you use that word, and it's right, there's a subtle edge in the difference of that, because mm-hmm. when you want things and you're just going to apply yourself diligently, we watch you ripping through these processes. You're just eating this up. You're going to get yourself tuned up as fast as you can. But there's something counterproductive in that. Mm-hmm. And what it is what your wonderful question came up with toward the end of your comments, which is, you want to understand how to trust. And here's the way we would go about that. Feel the difference between someone who is, this is not for you, it's an example for you, okay, of someone who is seeking a healing, which is absolutely upstream, mm-hmm. and allowing wellness, which is downstream. Can you feel the difference?
Right.
So many people are looking for the results, and they are so pointed upstream. They're so intense about it and so determined about it. And we want to say, you don't have to work hard. You've already done your work by living life which caused you to ask for it. And Source has already done the work by aligning things up, and Law of Attraction is the real workhorse behind all of it. Your work, if there is any, is to trust the stream, to trust that if you were to let go of those oars, that you've done enough in the living of life to put it in vibrational escrow, and the Source is reliable enough to bring you in this massively moving stream toward what you want. So it's not necessarily, not even, a trusting in your ability. It's a bigger trust than that. It's a trust or faith in the stream. And what we have given you as a result of what you've been reading, we've given you a framework in which you now understand the current of the universe, you see. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want you to practice your trust in. We want you to say to yourself, well, the stream is flowing, and I can paddle upstream if I want to, and I can tell I am because I don't feel so good. This tension tells me that I'm doing that. And if you will just work a little bit on the sensation of letting go of the oars, as some of the earlier processes that we offered, one was a particularly popular process called pivoting. And what it says is, whenever I know what I don't want, I also know more clearly what I do want. Mm-hmm. But we see people working so hard to find that positive thought. And Law of Attraction just won't give you a really positive thought when you've been feeling really negative. But it will give you a slightly less negative thought. And so, by understanding that the stream will carry you and getting the image in your mind that your real work, when you feel that tension, is to just drop the oars, In other words, it's not about making it happen. It's not about being different than you are.